The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 30th of July. In your Squiz today, China has its say on those Hong Kong protests, Shayna Jack's diet, the Fortnite World Cup, and Meghan Markle edits British Vogue. This is your Squiz today. China's official body responsible for the Hong Kong-Macau region yesterday broke a 22-year public silence, so that's since the British handed Hong Kong to China, to speak about the ongoing and now violent protests in Hong Kong. What was their message?
Their message was that they've got a handle on it, that they've come to a view that China's top leaders have had a look at this and they're not going to send in the army by all accounts, but they really can't handle having this violence and this civil unrest continuing. They say it undermines China and they just won't have that. They certainly won't have foreign powers. And really, that's just pointing to commentators in the West pointing at a pro-democracy stance and supporting that. They don't want to see any of that. And that they support the local government there and the police and the actions that they've taken.
And as far as the protesters go, there doesn't seem to be any plans for them to let up.
Doesn't look like it. And in fact, some commentary this morning says that that press conference that the Hong Kong Macau Affairs Office gave yesterday could actually incite some more violence, that it might actually spur on those pro-democracy demonstrators. So it's still ongoing. China, though, putting its foot down yesterday. So we'll see where it goes from here.
To Shayna Jack, the Australian swimmer who failed that drug test, her manager has suggested her diet could have been responsible.
Phil Stoneman is his name. He did quite a bit of media yesterday, in fact, and even took to 7:30 last night. And what he's saying is that his charge, Shayna Jack, didn't do this willingly, that she must have come into contact in a surprise way somehow. What he said is that it could have been something that she ate. It could have been mushrooms randomly, could have been meat, right. Could have been in something that she drank. So Jack's coach, Dean Boxall, supported her yesterday as well. He's quite a prominent part of the Australian swim team and coaches. Kate, you know her name. I keep forgetting it.
Ariane Titmus, yes.
That's the one, our rising superstar. So, yeah, really, really very interesting to see that play out with the team still all together. The fight really, though, begins at the end of this week when formal meetings between Jack and the Australian Anti-Doping Authority start.
On the other hand, it was interesting to see Richard Ings, the former head of Australia's Anti-Doping Authority, say that the "I have no idea where it came from" excuse is used in everyone of these cases. We'll see how that plays out. Reports say there's been a possible sighting of suspected killers Briar Schmigelski and Cam McLeod, not in the small town of Gillam, but in an even smaller location, 200 kilometres away, York Landing.
Yes, if that's the case, they're certainly getting around Canada at quite great distances, which of course is making it extremely hard for the Canadian police there to really conduct a search. That sighting has seen police divert some efforts to that area. And the search continues.
Hilda is an old favourite of ours, Claire. That's the Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia survey. It tracks about 17,000 Aussie households over time, first started in 2001, and produces a regular set of data about how we're living our lives.
Yeah, and who wouldn't love a big household income labour dynamics survey? It's,
love
of course,
it.
The obvious thing to love. two things to point to this morning about what's going to be released today. Apparently, poverty in Australia is increasing again. We're talking about households that are living on about half the median income, and apparently that's gone up to more than 10%. So that's pretty troubling. The other really interesting number I thought that's been reported this morning is that young women aged between 15 and 34 have the highest rates of anxiety and depression in the country. That number, which I think it seems incredibly high, but it's what's being reported, is that 20% of women in that age group have some diagnosed anxiety or depression condition. So it seems incredibly high.
Yeah, but very high.
Yeah, no doubt we'll get a bit of coverage today.
I don't know, Claire, if we've spoken about Fortnite in the podcast before. So those who don't know, Fortnite is a widely popular video game. I read somewhere it has up to 200 million users worldwide, something crazy like that. This year was the inaugural Fortnite World Cup, which has a prize pool of $43 million.
Serious cash. And
yeah,
what that indicates, of course, is that there's so many people who are engaged in playing games like Fortnite. In fact, there's a bit of a push to get esports into the Olympics. So with the World Cup wrapping up yesterday, an American teenager, Kyle Gierstoff, a 16-year-old, has won the $3 million winner's ticket. And he, for some context, took home more than the tennis champs from Wimbledon, those winners, Novak Djokovic and Simona Halep this year. So it's an incredible growing sport, that's for sure.
Fortnite's been in the news a lot as parents are having trouble getting their kids to stop playing the game, many becoming addicted. I feel like in this instance, though, Kyle's parents would be pretty okay with his hobby.
Well, it's paying its way, that's for sure.
4.3 million Aussie dollars. Yeah, not bad. Finally, Meghan Markle is the guest editor on the September issue of British Vogue, the first time the September issue has had a co-editor ever, actually.
And it's one of those interesting things. It was flagged a little while ago that that's what she was going to be doing. And of course, there was a lot of huffing and puffing from the elite there about whether that's an appropriate thing for someone who's married to one of the upper echelons of the royals to do. She has not featured herself on the front cover. Many were expecting that. Instead, she's picked 15 trailblazing women. They're women like Jacinda Ardern, Greta Thunberg, who's the young climate activist, all sorts of women involved in what she calls forces for change. So it'll be interesting to see that mag's out on the 2nd of August.
Yeah, link to the cover and some more details on that is, of course, via the Squiz Today email. What's the song lyric today, Claire?
Song lyric today goes to our Squiz sayings. I've picked While My Guitar Gently Weeps, of course, the classic Beatles song. Barnaby Joyce came into all sorts of criticism yesterday about the statement that he made that he was finding it difficult to make ends meet. Pauline Hanson, though, came out yesterday to say, where are the tissues? Like, boo-hoo, you poor thing on your on your $200,000 plus salary.
He did come out yesterday and clarify that he probably didn't come across quite right, but, yeah, he certainly copped some flack for it, that's for sure. Squeezers, you have today and tomorrow to get your mates, family, neighbours, colleagues,
anyone,
your hairdresser, signed up to the Squiz Today email. If you manage to convince five people to do so, you become a Squiz head and go in the draw to win one of 10 $100 gift cards. Big thanks to those who have already been spreading the word. A whole heap of people are on 3 or 4 referrals, so just one more and you're in the draw. There we go. Might finish on a little rhyme, Claire. That makes sense.
Nice one.
Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.